Service members sometimes face their toughest challenge when they leave the military, finding a job, that is. Both federal agencies and contractors have programs for hiring veterans, but they're not always effective. Military Times has compiled a list of the best potential employers for veterans. Joining us with more is George Altman, education and employment writer for Military Times. George, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, how did you rank these? First of all, let's start with the end. Who were the top three, and how did you consider? What points did you consider when ranking these people?
Sure. Your top three are USAA, an insurance and financial services company. Verizon, I think, needs no introduction. CACI International, which does a lot of work in IT, national security. We basically subject these companies to what can be, for them, possibly a painfully long and detailed survey. It's about 90 questions. Goes into great detail on how many employees they have, how many of those employees are veterans, what their military recruiting efforts are, you know, just lots and lots of questions that try to bore down into the fine details of their company and their efforts to attract and retain veterans as employees.
You know, much has been made about the federal government's measuring how well it recruits veterans and veterans' preferences and other sorts of hiring abilities. Have employers been doing similar things? Is it easy for them to track this data? Are they tracking the data, and do they readily provide it to you?
You know, it's a different story from one company to another, and that's the sort of thing that can vary tremendously. Because our survey is so detailed, there are a number of employers, a number of companies that are hesitant or reluctant to provide some data. So we make parts of the survey possible to skip, you know, certain questions if they don't want to give over, say, their, you know, total revenue in the last fiscal year. You know, we'll allow them to skip that. But generally, you're better off answering as many survey questions as you can.
And I guess it looks like there's not a huge correlation. There's some, but not a complete correlation of federal contractors and hiring, because you mentioned the Union Pacific Railroad is in the top five. CACI, clearly well-known federal contractor. BAE Systems, likewise. And Verizon, I guess, a little bit of both.
Sure, sure. It's, you know, there's lots of advantages as a company to hiring vets. Obviously, for federal contractors, the incentives are pretty obvious, and there's often a good correlation between the skills that vets have and that federal contractors need. But it's really not just limited to federal contractors. You know, these skills, leadership, the fact that these folks coming out of the military, a lot of them have experience managing equipment that costs millions of dollars, lots and lots of other people at a very young age. They've learned to take on a tremendous amount of responsibility. So, you know, what I'm hearing from lots of employers is this isn't just good PR, this isn't just a nice thing to do, but this is good for our bottom line as a company.
And George, Military Times has been doing this ranking for a while. What makes it important in your view, especially for veterans?
Sure, sure. And we don't intend for this to be a definite, you know, just run down the list and you should work here at the number one company. If you can't get in there, go to the number two company. This is more meant as a guidepost. But I think we can feel relatively confident that if you make the list and if you end up certainly on the upper end of the list, then you're doing some things right. So I'd say the first thing you should do as a veteran is, if you're looking at this list, try to make sure that you're narrowing down what industry you want to work in, and then reach out to the company itself, see how they treat you during the interview process, see if they seem very engaged, see if it feels like a place where you'd be happy and comfortable working.
And what are some of the best practices of the companies that do hire large numbers of veterans? What do they do well that other companies, or for that matter, federal agencies, could emulate?
Sure, sure. You know, I think the first thing is just a bit of effort. particularly on the recruiting side. We look at a number of things in our survey, but the thing that we look at more than anything else, and I think we factor into consideration more than anything else, is what efforts are you making to actually recruit veterans. So there are military-specific job fairs that are held constantly. I think the Chamber of Commerce's Hiring Our Heroes job fairs are pretty well known at this point. If you're going to those, if you have a recruiting team dedicated specifically to finding military job candidates, one of our top five, you mentioned CACI, they actually have a military-specific recruiting team that doesn't just wait for military veterans to reach out to the company. They actually go seek them out, scouring sites like LinkedIn to try to find veterans who have the sort of experience and qualifications that CACI is looking for. So it's, you know, kind of the opposite of how traditional job searches go.
We're speaking with George Altman, and he is an education and employment writer with Military Times. From the company's perspective, looking at this data, what do you think are the biggest challenges in finding not only qualified veterans, but the right veterans for the job?
Sure. Obviously, with not just veterans, but with any employee, finding the right fit can be challenging. If you're hiring a vet, I think that there's generally a transition that you have to, especially if this is a person who's coming straight from the military. There's a transition that you have to expect. Obviously, military culture and corporate culture are quite different. A whole different set of acronyms you have to learn. But you have to be prepared for some sort of transition. That leads into another best practices sort of thing, and that is some companies will have some sort of unique transition process, transition into working for the company process for veterans, be it maybe they're hooked up with a mentor who is also a military veteran who can help guide them. Maybe they get a unique orientation or training and onboarding process. USAA has something similar to that, where they have basically a cohort full of military veterans who, are all trained together for similar jobs.
And when you see those people retiring that have stars on their shoulders or big wide stripes on their sleeves with stars on them, those people get scooped up and they have a choice of jobs at think tanks and contractors and all sorts of companies. Do you find that those flag officers and generals officers, once they are in industry, do they tend to work hard to make sure the places they work hire lower level veterans coming out?
Sure, and that's something that we actually cover in the survey as well. We ask whether there are, you know, high ranking company officials, because, you know, we find it really only takes one person in a position of power in a company who can affect change and set the direction of the company. And if it's someone who himself or herself has military experience, you know, they tend to be more sympathetic to the need to hire veterans and also more competent in knowing what needs to be done.
And if you look at those top-ranked companies on your list, what do you think sets them apart from the others that are further down? Because, for example, if I look at USAA, it dedicates 30% of its recruiting budget to veterans. Verizon, number two, only dedicates a fifth. I mean, they all excel at different parts of this.
Sure. And that is, you can see the full chart that lays all this out at our website, militarytimes.com. But we, in that chart, it's a big, long, wide chart that covers things like military recruiting budget, what the company is, company's military spouse policies, reservist pay policies, lots of things. But the bottom line is there is no chart, no matter how big we made that, no matter how wide we made that, there's no chart that could cover everything that we asked the companies. So there are some things that we're leaving out, and basically the way you end up way on the top is holistically doing the best on the entire survey. And this is something that for the survey we've developed a rubric, myself and my editors here, over the past several years. We keep tweaking the survey, keep tweaking the rubric. You know, there's some questions where it's pick one or the other, so it's fairly easy to determine what a company, where a company comes down. For the more nuanced issues, we have we give companies the opportunity to sort of explain themselves in a paragraph for several questions. So it's a very holistic look at companies.
And this is a question not so much from the survey, but maybe more from your experience. How good do you think the federal government is, the agencies, at following through on their desire to hire more veterans?
You know, I think that the federal government is probably a lot like private companies in this respect, in that it's going to vary from one department to another and from one agency to another. And, you know, there's a lot of discretion that an individual hiring manager will have. So obviously there's, the set policies where there's obviously a big push from the federal government side to hire veterans. But, you know, how well that's implemented, I think, depends on how dedicated the person is implementing it.
And, George, just briefly, as you prepare for next year's rankings, what sort of trends, what progress will you be looking for, both in companies and in the agencies, even though they're not included in this list?
Sure. Well, first, since you mentioned next year's, if there's anybody who's listening that would like to participate in this and hasn't gotten the invitations, just email me at bestforvets@militarytimes.com, and I'm happy to get you all set up. The improvements that we are looking for, you know, I think it always does start with recruiting, with your efforts to recruit military veterans, also military spouses who can have a challenging time when their spouses are moved around the country, as is often the case. But beyond recruiting, retention matters as well, and that's where it's important to have a mentor, have an orientation process, have something that ensures you're not just hiring someone who's in the door one day and out the door the next.
George Altman is an education and employment writer for Military Times. George, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was great.